you get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy.
Plus years of selling Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster. No wonder it's diaper rash on my conscience. My teething ring was numb by that nonsense. Gemstar razor and a dinner plate. Arm and hammer and a mason jar, that's my dinner date. Then crack the window in the kitchen, let it ventilate. Cause I let it sizzle on the stove like a minute steak. Nigga, I was cracking the school zone. Two beepers on me, started jacket that was two-tone. Four lockers, four different bitches got they mule on. Black Ferris Bueller cutting school with his jewels on.
Are there planes flying over?
Yeah, it's I'm like in the scene in Goodfellas where there's a I'm like leaving and I'm like getting chased by the helicopters. It's like there's planes circling over my house and I'm like high on coke.
That was
like,
actually
fuck.
That was the original plot line for that scene, was he was trying to just find a quiet place to record his podcast and the feds wouldn't leave him alone.
Ever since I could remember, my family podcasted. Just, oh my god. Good for his podcasting.
He gets kicked out of the Earwolf family.
Yeah, yeah. Because he used it as like a front to like sell drugs, but he just really just, yeah, he hated podcasting. Man. Podcasts.
That's the next project, Podfellas.
I gotta say, Eric, like, it's been like a few years since like the actual like honest radio show.
Yeah.
It just, I just sort of feel like a vet in the game where it's like people have like a podcast now. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I remember doing that like years ago. But glad yours is working out.
it's like kind of like just an assumed, you have to have it. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, no, I have a pair of pants and a podcast. It's like, okay, cool. You know, if you didn't have those things, then there'd be a problem, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was just laughing because you know, people have it. Kids these days have it easy. Like when we used to do You're Not Weird on like WEMF. Remember, like people would just like walk in the room, and I'd have to be like, okay, so this person's here too now, Chris, and you'd just be like, oh, okay, you know, and they would just like sit down and just be on the air, and you'd be like, no one really invited you, but I guess you're part of the show now. It's just, you know, people don't know how weird that is sometimes to have a show where people just walked in and were like, hey, what's up? Can we be on the show? It's like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
It was like that revolving door at WEMF. Just, yeah, okay, there's another guest. And then they might chime in and then provide like really pointed like commentary on whatever the topic was that was kind of supposed to be a joke at first. And now we're actually having a real discussion about it. And, yep.
That was like the Foo Fighters episode. We end the last 15 minutes was two. I think it was like one dude walked in and we started talking about drummers for like 15 minutes. And like, it was like, oh yeah, it was originally a joke about how we think this is dumb, but now we're actually doing it with another person. So that's weird, I guess. Like, it was, that's okay. Well, kind of can't win them all. That's what I always say.
It's tough to know through the microphone and the computer, like, when the joke isn't going anymore. And I remember just being like, oh, yeah, no, whatever the joke, running joke was, and this person not understanding that the joke, and maybe me not conveying that it was a joke, and then just having this really awkward moment where I was like, oh, shit, this is either really not funny or I'm going to have to actually start talking about the Foo Fighters here in a minute, like...
Or there,
in earnest.
There was a show where we did, it was like a bunch of people in the studio for some reason, and you called in as the screen door salesman from Screen Door Slams. Like, the you sold the like, you think you were like, you think you were selling the screen door from Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road. Like, you were like, that was like your like sales pitch, was that you sold the screen door from the song Thunder Road. And there was a kid in the studio who's like, get this joker off the phone. He's just, this is a prank call. And I remember just being like, yeah, dude, I know. Like just like, let me just do this real quick. Like, God fucking forbid. Like, he was like, can't you tell this isn't a real thing? I was like, oh, wait, really? Was it, dude? I didn't realize that this guy was not actually selling screen doors from the song by Bruce Springsteen. I thought it was honest thing that was going on here. What a shocker to me to find this out. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, it is. I just always think that, like, there's such a high probability that, like, probably, like, no one liked the show as much as, like, you or I liked it. Like, as I was thinking, I was like, that was really good, and then I'd just be like, I don't think it's really just for us, but that's fine.
I mean, like, that's the sort of thing that I really like the most. Like, and like doing like Dead Air is kind of like the same way. It's just like, I just like having something to fucking do. Like, I don't care who sees it or whatever, you know what I mean? But just to, like, make something that, like, I don't know, we think's funny, you know, or it's like fun to make. It's it's fucking perfect. Like, and believe it or not, like, Jess, she says hi, by the way, but she was telling me, she's like, we've been talking about the podcast recently, and she was like, oh yeah, I was listening to the episode on the way home, and I'm like, wait, you mean you like listen to the podcast unprovoked? And she was like, oh yeah, like the I was just listening to like the election episode or whatever. I'm like, oh word. And she's like, oh yeah, like this part was like really funny. I'm like, oh damn, like I don't really think of it. It's like, oh, we did this podcast for a while, and like, cool. And then she's like, yeah, like a bunch of people keep asking me like when the podcast is coming back, and then they're bummed that it doesn't happen anymore. And I'm like, oh damn. Like, I guess people did listen to it. Like, it's just, it was like one of these like really cool moments. It was like, oh shit, like, it's not just sitting there on iTunes, even though that's totally fine. Like, So I like to think somebody in Budapest is, or like, I don't know, like in like a far off like island nation, you know, is just kind of listening and like, oh yeah, these guys, these You're Not Weird guys, and then they like switch to like a Judas Priest song or something. I don't know.
Well, because of my negligence, we actually lost like half the archive. Oh, like, I mean, like I still have the files, but like on the actual podcast host, I just like, missed a bunch of emails from them, and then they were like, they just took down half of the first half of our season or our shows. So, which is maybe good, you know, it kind of cuts off all the bad stuff or the good stuff. I don't know.
But easy come, easy go.
Yeah. I mean, I still have them, so I don't really care, but, like, I was like, oh, whoops, well, if you want to go back through the show, it just stops abruptly.
It gives us a reason to put out the highly anticipated archive collection, Volume 1.
Yeah, we'll press it onto vinyl, just, like, 30 individual vinyl records.
Yeah, and each episode is for... It's a double LP. It's four sides because it's so long.
Yeah, well, because we'll do the unedited version, so it's just all the stuff that I cut out. So it's all of like the just weird pauses, or it's like, so what else is new?
Is the mic still like? Can you hear me? And just like that for an entire side of just like getting the levels right, and then it flips over, and it's like still like half the side is still like. Okay, I think it's good. Oh, hold on, I gotta like repack the bowl. Oh, man, I forgot to eat dinner. And then like, all right, yeah, let's start the show. And then it's like the end of the entire vinyl disc, and it's like put on disc two to hear the actual show.
That's that's so funny. That is weird. Like I feel like. Man, I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I feel like we, like, never really, like, promoted You're Not Weird at all. You're just kind of, like, it was, like, very, like, low-key. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm just, like, remembering it. But, like, I feel like people now, like, they have a podcast. They just, like, fucking spam it. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, you gotta listen, you gotta listen. We got these crazy guests. And it's always just like, listen or don't. I don't, truly couldn't care less about it. Like, it was, I don't know.
I mean, we do. We can put on at least on like the sign. We should. Well, we should buy a billboard on the Mass Pike.
Yeah.
And put the show just like run it for a month and be like, hey, listen to You're Not Weird. Bob Nastanovich was on it that one time.
Oh yeah.
We've had great music from like Nate and you know, people doing cool things, and then with the disclaimer, listen or don't like. We don't care, you know, like that's it. And then just like, okay, we did our effort to get the word out there near like the, was it Charlton rest stop on the Mass Pike?
yeah, we'll just have it be like a, what's the genre, rest stop rock. We're just real cool. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I do like that idea. What does he say? Rest stop rock?
Yeah, rest stop rock. It's like rock for rest stops.
They should play podcasts on the PA in like malls instead of music.
Oh my god. It would be like, I try to think of like the worst podcast to play in like a mall. I'm just like imagining like walking past a Hot Topic and hearing like, I don't know, like Scott Aukerman, like, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, and just like, oh, okay, great. Today on the show, it's like the Time Master and Miss Mean Person, and it's like, okay, so at least two UCB improv people now, and one person loves time, and the other person loves being mean. Let's see if we can do an hour and a half comedy show about this. Like, it's like, okay, great.
There's just like a really deep echo in the entire mall with like a booming Ira Glass that sounds almost godlike and terrifying.
Yeah. Just like, and they're just like exploring the most boring topic that week. It's like, we went to a small school in Idaho to see why they stopped using their own potatoes. I'm just like, okay. And the first act, called No Potato for Me, we talked to students who stopped using Idaho potatoes. Like, okay. That is interesting, Ira Glass. Thank you for exploring that topic for us.
Did they take This American Life off the air? I feel like I haven't heard it on like the radio in a
No,
while.
it's I thought the same thing, and it is 100% still going. And I just was like, oh, whoops, I guess I just haven't been paying attention at all to it. It's like there's new episodes all the time. It's totally a show that still exists. Just I don't listen anymore.
Did they go underground? Like I feel like it was like This American Life was like that was like the thing. Like that was the Rolling Stones of podcast for a minute there. And then I feel like it's not on the or on the radio shows, like the NPR shows. And it was on like every weekend, et cetera, et cetera. And then I remember like listening to the podcast and yeah, you know, I was a big life head for a while there. And then I don't know. One day I just didn't care anymore. And
Yeah.
then I didn't think about it. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if this is still in the air. So.
It's like a real, I feel like it's a real coming of age thing where it's like one day you wake up and you're like, I don't care anymore about This American Life. I don't want to hear another story about the, depressing guy whose family dies and he starts a charter school or whatever. It's like, eh, I'll just not look at that or listen to that anymore.
Like, I don't care what's coming up in the third act. I
No.
used to, but now I just don't.
Yeah, or like I remember like I would get so excited when it was like David Sedaris is on this one, or like Scott Carrier, I'd be like so fucking amped, or like David Rakoff or whatever, and like I don't know, maybe I just got too old, so I'm just like, eh, I don't care. Who are all these guys? I don't know them. Give me Serial. I want to hear what, is going on with that murder.
Podcasts are crazy.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books, especially the ones about superheroes. I find the whole mythology surrounding superheroes fascinating. Take my favorite superhero, Superman. Not a great comic book, not particularly well drawn. Mythology. A mythology is not only great, it's unique. A staple of the superhero mythology is there's the superhero and there's the alter ego. Batman is actually Bruce Wayne. Spider-Man is actually Peter Parker. When that character wakes up in the morning, he's Peter Parker. He has to put on a costume to become Spider-Man. And it is in that characteristic Superman stands alone. Superman didn't become Superman. Superman was born Superman. When Superman wakes up in the morning, he's Superman. His alter ego is Clark Kent. His outfit with the big red S, that's the blanket he was wrapped in as a baby when the Kents found him. Those are his clothes. What Kent wears, the glasses, the business suit, that's the costume. That's the costume Superman wears to blend in. Clark Kent is how Superman views us. And what are the characteristics of Clark Kent? He's weak. He's unsure of himself. He's a coward. Clark Kent is Superman's critique on the whole human race.
Thank you. Are you still vegetarian?
I am.
So, it must be hard for you on Memorial Day when everyone is grilling steaks and burgers. What do they grill you? A big piece of broccoli? Or a eggplant?
Yeah, I mean, those are actually two good ones. Yeah. Like, the eggplant gets a nice, like, char to it. And the eggplant is, if you, like, fry it first and then you, like, throw it on the grill to kind of get, like, a little greasy reheat, then, yeah, those are two good ones.
I'm, like, slowly becoming more and more vegetarian, I've noticed. I ate broccoli and eggplant both recently. That's just how you know you're vegetarian, is when you eat vegetables at all. But is it, that's cool. Do you ever eat like the vegan hot dogs where it's like a hot dog, but it's made of soy, I guess. I think that's how they usually do it.
Yeah. There's a company that did like sausage. Sausages. There's a few of them. And, wait, hold on. I can't tell. Wait, so are we doing like jokes in this? Wait, hold on. Sorry, like my brain like just malfunctioned for a minute, and I turned on Hotline Bling in the background, so now I'm in the pod mood, you know, and then I overthought things for a minute, and I was like, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing here right now.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, kind of like, so the plan was to, I was gonna start off being kind of like serious, and then like slowly, like, kind of get more and more jokes, and then until we were being just full on hilarious with our grilling stuff. So,
okay, that makes sense.
We can
take two.
No, no, <we're> not. I think we could just, don't worry, this is gonna sound so good in post. I'll edit this so you won't even know.
It's gonna sound like a professionally done, sorry, just walked in, I lost my train of thought again.
Well, that's good.
Okay, I got this. there was a company that made vegetarian sausages. And it's funny because they make them in a really good sausage link for breakfasts, but for grilling, you know, for a more full-bodied sausage, a more robust tube, I guess is what I'm saying, and longer. So you could put it, like, in a bun. They'd fill them with, I don't know if it was soy, but it was like a, some grain and meal. And the flavor wasn't too good, nor the texture, but no, they do have those. I wouldn't recommend them, though.
Wait, so now I don't know. Wait, so was that a joke that it's grain in the sausage, or is it actually what that was?
That's what it was. Oh. It was grain, and I forget the name of the company. I think it had Apple in the name.
Oh, that's cool. Like,
it's not the same company that makes the computers. Oh, it's okay, not like never mind. It's not cool anymore. Sausage. No.
I thought it was like iSausage. Like, they're like, you know, like the iPod and the iPad is like iSausage, you know.
Sausage. It's like iRobot.
No, it'd be like lowercase I, uppercase S, lowercase A, lowercase u, like sausage.
So I have the Hotline Bling on repeat, and it just repeated, and I was like, Yep. This is it. This is what it feels like doing the podcast again.
You know what's a funny thing?
I got stoked on it there for a minute. It was good.
The podcast or Hotline Bling?
No, the pod. Well, I mean, both, but it was like I had the podcaster's high there for a minute.
Yeah, the podcaster's high when you're just when you know you're really in the zone. What about this for a good joke grill thing? Do you ever grill? Do you ever get grilled by a cop asking you tough questions? Like, they grill you?
Hey, do they call you, Professor, Charbroil? Because, you are grilling me. Or not if he's a cop, it would be like, Captain. Or Sergeant Charbroil. Is it Charbroil? Is that the name of the brand? Or Weber? They make grills too. So it's like, wow, Captain Weber. That actually sounds like a real name now. Hold on, I gotta look up a grill company.
I think Grillmaster is a.
Oh yeah. Okay. So that's a good, yeah. Like hey, Lieutenant Grillmaster. What are you, the grill mat?
That sounds like...
The joke's falling apart now.
Yeah, because that would sound like he was actually good at grilling. What are the grills over there?
Grill manufacturer? I typed in grill company, and then it's coming up with restaurants.
Does Kawasaki make a grill? Like the ninja? Kawasaki ninja grill?
Grilling company, not restaurant. It's showing more restaurants now. I don't know. Grilling brands, maybe.
Yeah. Never mind. Well,
we can move past this. I apologize.
No, wait. I think it... Okay, yeah. Well, if you come up with a one... Let me know, because I think that could be kind of funny. Like, I think that joke was pretty good.
It opened up a Fox News article. I fall for it all the time.
They had
a list of top 10 barbecue grills, but I don't want to go to Fox News.
No, because how about this one? The only grills I want to see are Bear Grylls drinking his own pee.
That's a good one.
Show. I thought it was pretty good. Or like, I want to see the grills in your mouth, like the cool one, you know, like the gold teeth.
Yeah. I think that there's, Actually, I don't really want to use grills anymore because there's a story about how, I don't know, I guess people can swallow like the metal brushes that they use. And like they accidentally like come off, and then it's like this horrible grilling accident. It's like, now I'm terrified.
Yeah, don't you hate that when like you're like, You love something like it's like my favorite food probably is like romaine lettuce, and then they were like, you know, actually this stuff gives you E. coli, and it's like, now I can't eat romaine lettuce. I love it though, and it's like, oh, it's like now I can't use the thing that you scrape the grill with. I love that thing though.
That's one of the best parts of grilling, and. You can actually grill a really good head of romaine lettuce to make Caesar salad. And it's delicious. But to your point, I am still afraid to eat romaine lettuce. But if you could, that would be like the perfect kind of merging of those two thoughts. It's a really good thing to grill, but it's also a terrifying thing to grill.
Yeah. You know what else?
Because it could kill you.
Is a terrifying thing to grill Bear Grill. Oh no, not Bear Grills. I don't know. Never mind. Or like when you take a girl to prom and her dad grills you. That's also a terrifying grill.
Like, hey, we're gonna. What are you, the current administration? Because you're trying to bring back coal as a, or charcoal as a thing that we should be doing.
That was good. Yeah. It's like, what do you?
That was more edgy.
Yeah, because it's like, whoa, these guys don't like the president. Oh my god, that's.
It's revealing.
It is revealing. I was like, whoa. What else don't they like? And it's like, well, we're not going to tell you, buddy.
You have to pay for the premium account to get that.
Yeah, sign up for the Patreon where for $5 a month, you can hear...
You can hear what we do like.
Yeah, hear what we do like earnestly. Or we just, but like, it's what you would know. It's like, we just talk about Pavement and that's it. It's just like, what do you guys actually like? Oh, I like Sonic Youth, Pavement, basically any band from the 90s. Like, it's just, alright, cool.
The free show is what we hate, but the premium show is what we love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a net zero right there.
MLB 99, just like the classics.
I was going to play MLB 99 the other night, too.
You know what would be good to grill? Do you ever grill sorry, trying to think of a funny thing. Do you ever grill like what's a funny food? Burritos. Is that good?
I was going to say oysters.
Oh. Yeah, that's good.
Or like soft shell crab. Oh, no, wait. Or like a mesquite, like halibut, you know, like a mesquite, yeah. You know, like a seasoning. And it's been kind of like sauteed on one side, and then there's like a butter glaze on the other side. That's a food.
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny. Don't you like when like you say something funny, but the other person doesn't laugh, and they just say, "Oh, that's funny." It's like,
that's a good one.
That's a good one, dude. It's like, doesn't seem like it was that good because you didn't really laugh at it, but okay.
I think it's one of those things where it's like it's maybe it's transcendent in its humor. I mean, that's what I tell myself at least.
I agree.
You know, it's, I like that you're not laughing. You're not just, you know, guffawing, because you think that you have to. It's just merely acknowledging is, it's kind of like, it's a very simple transaction.
I agree. You know, and life is a series of transactions, which is why my new book, The Pickup Artist, is going to show you how to get laid, because you just gotta win all your transactions. Cash in those tickets for sex with hot chicks. That's pretty good.
I think this is probably one of the strongest segments we've done in at least a couple of months.
Yeah, I gotta say, it was pretty funny, you know. Really nailed the humor part of that.
Is this the Memorial Day episode? What was the thought behind this one?
Yeah, it was talking about grilling stuff because it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's like...
That's right.
Yeah.
summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that